You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Lisa Hale with this local news update.
If you're looking for a place to rent in Green Bay, your search may have gotten a bit easier with the launch of a city-sponsored rental listing site. The website, apartments.greenbaywi.gov, will be managed by CityWise LLC for the next 3 years. CityWise has similar websites in other municipalities like Kenosha. The site went live on Monday. Currently, there are no listings on the site, but officials say they will start reaching out to landlords, large and small, to create a rental inventory that they say will be larger than Zillow or Apartments.com. The Green Bay Common Council approved the partnership with CityWise during its meeting last week. 17 bills were signed into law. 5 were vetoed by Governor Tony Evers. Savannah Tomei Olson breaks it all down.
There's now a new certification for advanced practice nurses that makes it easier for them to practice on their own. About 8,000 nurses in Wisconsin could qualify under this new law, and advocates say that could increase healthcare access. Also in healthcare, patients can no longer be given pelvic exams for educational reasons without their consent while they're under anesthesia. That law was sparked by a Madison woman who began advocating for the measure after learning it happened to her. Another new law clarifies that people renting spots at campgrounds are not tenants, so landlord and tenant laws do not apply. That can make it easier for law enforcement to remove people from a campground. Another new law increases the penalties for purposely damaging telephone or cable infrastructure. It's now a felony instead of a misdemeanor. Now let's get to the vetoes. The most notable, Evers vetoed that bill that would have given drivers for services like DoorDash and Uber access to portable benefits accounts to save for retirement and sick time. Evers says he vetoed it because it also classified these drivers as independent contractors, which would have prevented them from unionizing. According to WisPolitics, DoorDash in particular spent more than $1 million here in Wisconsin in just 6 months lobbying to get this bill passed. Republicans who authored it say Evers is telling gig workers they don't matter. Evers says he didn't sign on because it would have also excluded those workers from minimum wage, unemployment insurance, and workers' compensation. He also vetoed a bill that would create a whole separate court for business cases in the state of Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Traveling from New Wisco to Orlando just got easier. Allegiant Airlines is adding a 7th nonstop route from Appleton International Airport to Florida starting on January 16th. Appleton Airport Director Abe Webster said this new flight will allow families with kids to get to the theme park capital of the world faster. Flight days, times, and fares can be found at Allegiant.com. Flights can be booked through May 2026, starting now. A small school district in Northeast Wisconsin is doing its part for the environment by using greener buses this school year. The Seymour Community School District and Cobussin Buses will operate a fleet of 21 buses running exclusively on propane auto gas. Seymour isn't the only school district using the propane buses. Cobussin has over 200 zero-emission propane buses that it runs in school districts like Oshkosh. 12 organizations in the Oshkosh area will benefit from $375,000 in grants from the Otto Bremer Trust Fund, or OBT, within the Oshkosh Area Community Foundation. Grants were awarded to support work that's aligned with the focus areas set by OBT: literacy, adoption and foster care services, children's health, children's disability services, and mental health. Some of the agencies funded included CAP services in Wapaka and Washera counties, Catalpa Health for youth mental health and psychiatry programs in Appleton and Oshkosh, Heads Up Fox Cities, Lakeside Packaging Plus, and others throughout the Oshkosh area. See the story on our website for a complete list of organizations and awards. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Lisa Hale for 97.9 WGBW News.
A home run fest. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers wrap up their series today with the Pirates. Last night, the crew with five home runs to win 14-0 over Pittsburgh. Sal Frelick was the Brewers' leadoff man and hit his ninth home run of the season in his first at-bat.
It's always nice to score a lot of runs, but, you know, I'm not, like, surprised by any means, especially when the offense is clicking like it is and we're getting great support from the pitchers.
Milwaukee with a 7.5-game lead in the Central. The Cubs losing 5-1 to the Blue Jays. NFL. The word is Jordan Love had successful surgery after suffering a torn ligament in his left thumb against the Jets. How soon will he be able to practice?
I don't know until he gets back here and see how he feels. I mean, we'll see. Obviously, he'll be out this week. And then I would put it highly unlikely that he plays versus Seattle. As far as the practice is concerned, I can't tell you that at this moment.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sometimes I want to love a movie because the poster looks so cool, such is the case with Weapons, the new film from Zach Kregers and his follow-up to his excellent horror film, Barbarian. Weapons is one of those films I liked about three-quarters of, but it just couldn't quite close. The film stars Josh Brolin and Ozark's Julia Garner, and the critics love it for the most part. That's how I feel about this creepy film. I liked it for the most part, and pretty much recommend it. How's that for a sort of positive review? Fans of singer Carly Pearce were probably freaked when they saw the New York Post headline, which read the singer was rushed to the ER with a gruesome injury. As it turns out, she cut her thumb on a ranch dressing bottle and needed gauze. Kudos to gauze for making its first appearance in the Hollywood Beats. The article explained that Pierce would have to adjust by holding the microphone in her left hand instead of her right, but she was confident she could pull it off. It's almost like they're trying to trick you into reading things. The cast of Friends was mourning Matthew Perry long before his death, according to his castmate Jennifer Aniston. Aniston recently discussed the situation with Vanity Fair, saying the entire cast had done all they could for their friend Perry, but it just wasn't working. The star of the morning show even said at one point in the interview that Perry being gone is almost better because he is no longer in pain. Perry confirmed his struggles in his memoir, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing, in which he discussed attending 6,000 AA meetings, going through rehab 15 times, and spending almost $10 million in an attempt to get clean. On a lighter note, the article is complimented by the typical weird Vanity Fair photos, one of which has Aniston in a semi-formal white gown in a backyard, looking to the sky while using a push lawnmower from the 1930s. Garbage. Everyone knows Aniston uses a John Deere rider to cut her own grass. All right, Swifties, brace yourself. Up-and-comer Taylor Swift has announced she will soon release her 12th studio album. She seems to be really getting the hang of this songwriting thing. Taylor teased Swifties with a mysterious countdown ticker on her website before making the announcement on her boyfriend's podcast. The New Heights is hosted by current and former footballer brothers Travis and Jason Kelce. This is the follow-up to Swift's 2024 release, The Tortured Poets Department, which was the biggest-selling album of the year, selling almost 3.5 million copies on both digital and physical formats. It broke records for highest single day and single week number of streams on Spotify, interestingly enough, and maybe even more importantly, this was Swift's first appearance on the New Heights podcast. That's a good get for the Kelce brothers. We'll see if she breaks podcast records. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high in the upper 70s to right around 80 this afternoon. There may be a little more of that hazy smoke from wildfires out there again today. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.